Good morning, people of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in Him. This morning, I am here to give you a word that the Lord has given me and laid upon my heart. And this word, I actually wanted to give it on Saturday, but the Lord told me that I should be delivering this word in the midweek, and He's considered it to be very essential. And He told me that this word will uplift every man and every woman and strengthen them, especially during this lockdown. As this lockdown is continuing for a few more weeks, the Lord put this on my heart. And it is from the book of Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. The book of Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. It is about a virtuous woman. You may think that how does this message help men? But I want to tell you that this topic was given to me by the Lord. I was praying one morning and God told me that I need to talk about this particular topic, which is there in the book of Proverbs 31 from 10 to 31. It talks about the virtuous woman, and when I talk about the virtuous woman, it's a message for all women. It's not just for married women, or it's not just for singles. It's for every woman created on this earth. It's also for men, for both husbands as well as for ones who are not married, because if a husband knows that his wife is what the Bible says is a virtuous woman, he will learn to look at her from that perspective that God has given us in the Word of God. And for the ones who aren't married, they will start praying and asking God to give them a wife that is according to the book of Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. And if you are single, you will pray and ask God to help you to be like this woman that God is talking about in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs 31 from 10 to 31. And if you are married, then God is telling me to tell you, that's who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. That's who you are according to the word of God, as it says in the Bible in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. God gave me this word because He said that this word will strengthen the family unit, and it will make the family more stronger, because the enemy is attacking marriages, attacking husbands, attacking wives, attacking children. So in this season, God has laid this on my heart to speak these words as the Holy Spirit leads us. Virtuous means are showing highly moral standards. That's who you are. You are very valuable in the sight of God. In the Bible, Ruth is the only one called as virtuous in the Old Testament. And God is telling us today that He looks at us as virtuous, priceless, very valuable. So in case you think that you are of no value, God is giving us this word today and telling us your price is more and above than rubies. When we look at these verses in the Bible from the book of Proverbs 31 from 10 to 31, it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. We're going to discuss about the characteristics of a virtuous woman. In these verses that I read from 10 to 12, It says that the virtuous woman knows only how to do good. And she does good to her husband, to her children, and to every other person who she is in contact with. She does good because she is good. We do good because we have a good God inside of us. It says, the heart of a husband safely trusts her. That means he is safe in her companionship. He is safe that this virtuous woman that God gave me, she can do no harm to me. He trusts her and he knows that she will bring him no bad name, and that he, having her as his wife, will lack no gain, and everything that she do will be good and not evil in his life. That's the character that God is saying that you have, that God engineered you like that. To all the women, God engineered you like this. God made you like this. This is who you are in the sight of God. You need to discover yourself that this is how I am made by God. When we look at verse 13, it says, she seeks. Now, I want to tell you that the virtuous woman that God is talking about, that is you and that is me. A virtuous woman plans ahead. The woman that God is talking about, the virtuous woman, doesn't live with the present moments. She doesn't live in the present moment. She plans ahead. You are a planner. You plan things in advance. She knows the needs of the family. You know the need of your family. And you are aware of the needs of your family. You are a person who thinks ahead. And you have a hope for the future. You are a woman created by God with a vision, with a purpose, and a goal to achieve. You are ambitious and you want to strive towards your goal. You are a person who doesn't give up easily, but you are a person who has the ability that God gave you to persevere and to win. That's who you are in the sight of God. In verse 13, it says that you are willing to work. She worketh willingly. That means you are engineered by God to be a person who is industrious, hardworking. You multitask. You can take care of your home. You can take care of your family. You are a homemaker. You handle a career. And you also take care of everything that is around you. This is how God made this woman that is you. When you look at things in your life and think, how am I going to do all these things? Cooking, cleaning, washing, taking care of the children, going to work, handling work, handling finances, paying bills, taking care of everything. God is telling us that that's how God made us. If you read this chapter, Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, you would see this woman doing a lot of things which are related with 300 BC, where she seeks wool and flax, and she looks for the ships to come, gathers food for her family. She rises up early in the morning. She provides food for her household. She not only takes care of her household, but she also provides food for the maid servants. So all these things this woman is doing. And God is telling us that that's the woman that I made you. Each time you are able to do something, you need to take great pleasure in it and give thanks to God that, look at me, I'm a single woman, all by myself, I could do all these tasks by myself, because the Bible says that grace has been given to us to be able to do all these things. And His grace is sufficient. If you look at your own physical strength, you can stand nowhere. But when you look at the grace that is flowing, that God has given you and me, and tap into that grace, you can do all things and you can do much more than what you are doing right now in the name of Jesus. So she's not a lazy woman. She's a woman who works willingly. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 15 we look, it says she also rises up. She riseth also while it is yet night. Still it is night, and she has already risen up, and she is already ready to get to work. So from where this energy is coming, from where this strength is coming, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The Bible also tells us that His grace is sufficient for us, and in our weaknesses, His strength is great. God wants me to tell you that that's the energy, the power that God has given you to do all things. She's very good in management of time. She uses time wisely. A prudent woman or a virtuous woman, that's who we are able to use our time wisely, because time is money and time is life. So when you go to work and you clock in at 9 o'clock and you clock out at 9 o'clock, you earn 5 o'clock, you've been paid for those number of hours. So that means time is money and time is life. Each day we are growing a day older. Those who use their time best get the most out of life. So in your 24 hours of time, how do you manage your time plays a very important role. You can use the same 24 hours to generate income. You can use the 24 hours to be a creative woman. Or you can use those 24 hours to waste your time just sitting down in front of the television. Watching TV is not wrong. It helps you to relax your mind. But doing anything too much is not good. Watching the right kind of programs, what value is this program giving me? How is it impacting and influencing me to be a good person? That plays a very important role in what you watch and what you see. I don't want to go into that, but that's what it means. When you are a virtuous woman, you are a woman of great character, a woman of high moral standards, you'll always choose to see things which add value to your life so that you can add value to other people's life and create an impact and influence upon your home, upon your husband, upon your children. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It also says, she giveth meat to her household. She's a provider. She's a great mother. She's a great wife. She can do more with less money. Doing great things with a lot of money is easy, but doing great things with less money, that means you are great. So here it says that you can do more with less money. You can make better meals, provide better clothes, and make the house better with less money. She's not extravagant or spendthrift and manages her finances wisely. A prudent woman is a wise woman. She knows how to store for a rainy day. She knows how to save. She knows how to keep back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we can see in verse 15. Praise God. Now coming to this part, which is very interesting, which the Lord was telling me, most of the people who God is talking to, and if that's you, God is telling me to tell you, she is a person who considers. If you look in verse 16, the Bible says, She considers her field. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. So this woman not only knows to save, but she also invests. She also invests in business. She also invests in buying a field. We are reading it in the Bible. It's not my revelation. It is the revelation that God is giving us through His Word. She considers this woman. She is a woman who makes decisions. Amen. And she makes those decisions work. She makes the correct choices. Her best decisions makes her a way that she can have the best life, not only for herself, because she's her entire family is what she's looking at. She invests and buys a field. She plants a vineyard from the profit she makes. Now, these examples you look at, they are related with a time when this was written in 300 BC. But today we can see that you can have your own career and you can still be into business, making money, generating from other streams of income, other than just the career, for the advantage and for the benefit of your family. This also God has put inside of you. He engineered you like that. A mind that can think about business. Business is not only for a man. It's also for a woman. Many women are business women. Many women generate income just sitting at home, taking care of the family, taking care of the children, and also working from home and generating streams of income. If that's what you have been thinking about during this pandemic, God is telling me to tell you that's you that I'm talking to about. Praise God. She solves her problems through prayer and godly wisdom through the Word of God. You are not a problem. You are a person who solves problems. You have the capacity to counsel other people through the Word of God. You have the capacity through prayer and godly wisdom to advise other people, to help them in the great hurdles that they are facing and obstacles they are facing. That's what God has called you to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, when we are looking at these verses from 16 and 17 onwards, it says, she considers means she doesn't invest on anything without doing a proper research of it. So she doesn't buy it till she considers it. She looks at it and sees, is it worth putting my money in this or not? Whether she can afford it or not. Whether she can afford to take so much money out of what she has to purchase it. She checks out things. She does her research. Whether the title is good, the ground is good, whether she has money to buy it or not, she doesn't go into debt. She is sensible in her purchases and expenditure. She plants a vineyard with the fruit of her hands that she can spare out of her going. So this is how God is talking about this virtuous woman, that she doesn't go into debt. Far better, she takes care of her finances very well. She checks out things. She does a lot of research before even she can buy and purchase anything. She not only looks after herself, but takes good care of the people who she is associated with. This woman, if you read in the Bible and see, she is multitasking. She's taking care of the food. She's taking care of business. She's taking care of investments, buying property, doing all these things. She's also looking forward for the ships to come to get food from them, export, import. All these things is done by this woman, and her lamp does not go out by night. So she is working even while it's night and setting things in order for her family to have a good a good life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So that's what it means. She considers her things carefully. In 18th verse it says, she perceiveth. And that's what I like. It says, she perceiveth. To perceive means she has an insight. You are a woman with insight. You're not out of sight. You have an insight of things, a knowledge of things, an intuition. A godly woman is wise. You are a wise woman. You are a wise woman. You give yourself to knowledge that you may gain wisdom. This woman is a woman who is learning and wants to learn and wants to engage in new things so that she can have knowledge. And that's why she works till night. Not that whole day she has been wasting her time and she's working in the night time. She has been doing a lot of things. If you read the Bible carefully, and you can have your own time of reading these verses from Proverbs 10 going on to 31 and get your revelation about what God is speaking to you. God is telling me to tell you, if you read, after reading all this, you say, oh, there can be no woman like this. You are that woman. You are that woman. God engineered you like this. God is telling me that you are that woman and you can do all these things because that's the way God has made you. So you can perceive things and you have an intuition and you have an insight of things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And verse 20 says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Charitable, compassionate, and she's concerned about the people who are homeless, the people who are hungry, and those in need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So not just taking care of her family, but taking care of people's needs all around her. Being compassionate to the people, looking at those who don't have, and blessing these people with the things that she has, and being charitable. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So these are some of the characteristics that are there in the Bible. And many more. There are many more. When we look and see and say, oh, can we find a woman like that? Yes, that's you. That's who you are. That's why this message is for you. This message is for you. If you're not married, God is telling me to tell you, take time to get yourself ready by preparing yourself that this is what the Bible says I can do. So I can do all these things by Christ, through Christ, in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. And in 23 it says, a husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Now this part is for the husband. It says, her influence for good extends to him also. Her influence for good, because we read in the first part of the verse in 10, she says she only does good. Because of her influence for good, it extends to him also. And she is not an hindrance to her husband's advancements. She furthers it. She promotes him. She furthers it. And since there is no domestic anxiety at home, he is free to do his part in public life. So the man does not have to worry about how things are maintained in his house, because he's got a virtuous woman in his house who knows how to manage the finances. He has a virtuous woman at home who knows how to manage the children's education and children's needs and make them to be godly children that the Bible talks about. He's got a wife or a virtuous woman who knows how to take care of clothes at winter and summer in springtime. He's got a wife who knows how to manage business and earn and bring extra money into the house. He's got a virtuous woman who's not idle or lazy, but hardworking and industrious. So because of that, he is able to focus on what he is called to do. And her influence for being good extends to him also. So a virtuous woman is not hindering a husband, but she's promoting a husband to get to where he should go. So that's why this virtuous woman whom God is talking in the Bible, that is you, is her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. We read in the book of Ruth that they had council meetings at the gates, and that's the place where even they decided whether Boaz would marry Ruth or there would be another kinsman. So the major decisions take place at the gates. Your husband, God has called him to be at the gates for him to be able to advise, have godly advice. So for all men, the Bible says when you follow the word of God as the word of God is and live according to the word of God, you will be at the gates being able to advise other people through the word of God, through the wisdom that you have gained through the word of God. Your own life plays a very important role. You need to set as a husband the best example at home as a role model according to the word of God, so that your wife understands that the man that she has is a man of God, whom the Bible talks about in the word of God, that is the way he takes care of his house, takes care of his children, and takes care of his home and his finances. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Says that this woman, her clothing is strength and honor. She's got a very strong moral character. That's you and me. A very strong moral character. She doesn't easily break down when problems arises. She goes to the word of God and seeks for solutions from the word of God. She receives her strength from the word of God, and she encourages her husband from the word of God, her family members from the word of God. She carries herself respectfully, looks forward to the future rejoicing, and she is confident with no anxiety. Praise the name of the Lord. In verse 26, it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Every word she says shows she governs herself by the rules of wisdom, which comes from the word of God. The law of kindness are written in the heart and shows itself on her tongue. So she speaks gently with love. She's not quarrelsome. She's not argumentative. She doesn't involve in gossip or loose talk. Her words are governed by wisdom. This is very important for us as virtuous women to govern our words with wisdom, to speak when it is necessary. The Bible says to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and that our words should be seasoned with salt. When you talk, your words indicate wisdom. A wise woman builds a house. A foolish woman pulls it down. God is telling us today that He's given us a mouth which we could use for many things. To advise other people, to sing and praise God, worshipping God, reading the word of God to our children, and strengthening other people through the word of God, our mouth can be used. Rather than using our mouth for gossiping, for loose talk, for arguing, tail carrying, these are the things that do not bring glory to God. You are not built up like that. I'm not built up like that. But sometimes we try to bring in the world into our life, and thereby, when we open those doors, our home is no longer a godly home, but it's become a home of chaos, and it's become a home of confusion. Today, God is telling me to tell you, you may be thinking, I can't live up to this. God is saying, the software is downloaded inside. All you need to do is plug into it and use it. I will give you the strength that you need to become what the Word of God says, because I made you like that. She fears the Lord. That is the most important part of the entire scripture. Praise God. She fears the Lord. She fears the Lord. Today, as virtuous women, the most important thing in our lives is to fear God, to revere God. It's not about what other people think about me. It's about what God thinks about me. I'm a child of God. My Father is pleased with me when I walk according to His word, when I obey His commandments, and I live according to His word. God wants us to know that we, as virtuous women, fear God. The world makes their own decisions. Number one, I'm not going to be like this because he's not like that. If he's doing this, I'll do that. That's how the worldly standards are. But the Bible says, if you do what the Word of God says, as a virtuous wife, woman, a mother, God knows how to turn the situation around. God knows how to make that man become a godly man, or God knows how to take over those children at the moment who are rebellious and turn them around to be children who are led by the obedience of God. But the first part of it is we need to walk according to the word of God and fear God. Here it says that this woman, she fears the Lord. Beauty recommends none to God, nor is it a proof of wisdom and goodness. But the fear of God is the beauty of the soul. And because of the fear of God, and because of how she governs herself, her children call her blessed. Because these children, they have been a constant eyewitness of the conduct of their mother. This husband is a constant eyewitness about his virtuous wife, because they are witnesses to her conduct. Because of her excellence and the fruit which they have gathered from her wise and godly education. One thing I understand, role modeling plays a very important role. We can preach the word of God to our children, but if we don't live the word of God, they are not going to follow the word of God. We may not preach the word of God, but when we live the word of God, the children follow the word of God. When we practically imitate Christ at home, it's not difficult for them to know Christ. Today, God gave me this word for me and for all of you to establish a godly home, because Christ is the head of the home. Christ is the head of the man. The man is the head of the woman. If a man loves his wife with the love of Christ, he will have no problem in his wife submitting to him. But if a man does not have Christ as his head, then his entire household is in chaos. Today, God is telling us there are lots of things happening in our homes which are beyond our control, and we are blaming evil spirits and wicked spirits when we have it under our control. All we need to do is, during this lockdown, get time to spend together as a family, reading the Bible together, praying together, seeking God's face together, having a Bible study together, watching a Christian movie together for Christian values and Christian principles. God wants to build our homes like the way He has designed it to be. Don't allow the world to come into your home, but let the Word blossom in your house. This is a season where God wants you to prosper. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, adds no sorrow in your life. The blessing of the Lord is not talking about just riches and money, materialistic. What use it is if you've got all the money and all the riches, but if your children are gone astray? What use it is if you've got all the money and all the riches and your husband doesn't live with you, or you don't live with him? God wants us to live in unity, in oneness. God wants us to follow the principles. This burden was on my heart that women at this season are doing a lot of things at home and are feeling it's too much of pressure, because now the children don't go to school, so they are at home the whole day. And because they are at home, there are lots of needs of these children. And they may be feeling that I'm not getting the support of my husband, I'm not getting the support of people around me. I'm here to tell you, God is telling me to tell you, that God has made you and me to do all these things like this virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. You can pat yourself on your shoulder and say, I'm doing all these things, and take pride in it, that I'm not just a career woman, I'm a homemaker, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a teacher right now because I'm also teaching my children at home. I am the priest of the house because I am ministering the word of God. All these things, God has built you like this. God's telling me it's a season to discover that these things are inside of you, so that you can be a blessing to your family, to your children, and to the people around you. If you have this burden and saying, I can't do all this, I am tired, I am fed up, I am frustrated, I'm here to tell you, His grace is sufficient for you. He has given us the sufficiency for all things. He has made us sufficient, much more than what we can do. He has put inside of us. And that is flowing right now into you, to be able to do all that He called you to do. I want every man to look at his wife, or to be wife, or the wife to come, as a virtuous woman. Every morning when you wake up and you pray this prayer, that's in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 that this is the wife that she is. That's who she's going to be. Not looking at her and saying, oh, you're not this, you're not this, and crossing all the boxes. When you start prophesying and speaking those words into her life, she will become whom God called her to be as that virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. That is your role to play as the man of God of the house. When you find there are weaknesses in your wife, it's not for you to exaggerate or make it more bigger. Zoom it. It's for you. It's for you to take her weaknesses and pray strength into it. Pray strength into it. God already told you that she is a weaker vessel. He's given her to you as a helpmate, because God knew that you can't do it all by yourself. He has given you a helper to help you in everything, like we see this woman in the book of Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, she's a helpmate to her husband. She has taken all his burdens off his shoulders so that he can focus on the purpose and plan that God has for him. That's the way a godly home operates. This afternoon, I am here to tell you and encourage you and to pray with you that you are that woman. I prophesy that that's the woman you are, and that's the woman you will be. You are more valuable than you think you are. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. When you call for help, God will give you help to accomplish all that you have to do each day. Each day. Take one day at a time, and God will carry you through. God's carrying us. He's giving us strength for each day. And that's why he laid this on my heart, so that you are very precious to God. God doesn't want to see a house divided. God does not want to see a woman going to bed with tears or a man going to bed with anger. But God wants you to live in peace. And that's what he made us, to dwell in unity, in one spirit, in one accord. The enemy always comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us not an ordinary life, but an abundant life. Jesus is in your house. You are supposed to have an abundant life. An abundant life. An abundant life. An abundant life. This month is packed with loads of blessings. As I was praying, the Lord said, a tidal wave of blessing is flowing into those houses who are walking in the obedience of God. You are that person that God is talking to right now. Fresh anointing is flowing. Deep revelation of God's word is flowing. Spiritual gifts are flowing. All you need to do is have an hunger and a thirst. If you are an unmarried woman or a single woman, make this your daily portion of meditating it, applying it to your life, and becoming a virtuous woman even before you become a wife. If you are a single man, you're looking forward to be married, start praying this prayer of this virtuous woman from the book of Proverbs 10, book of Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, that's how my wife is going to be, wherever she is. If she isn't, my prayers will make her to become that. And if you are a married man, every morning this should be your prayer. The woman sleeping next to me, my wife, she's a virtuous woman. She can only do good for me. She's a woman who considers things. She's a woman who perceives things. She's a woman who works hard. She's a woman who seeketh things. She's a woman who's kind. She's a woman who's generous. She's a woman who manages her time very well. She's a woman who brings joy, peace, hope into my house. She is the light of this house. That's how you perceive your wife as. This afternoon, every negativity towards your wife has to end in the name of Jesus. Every negativity towards your husband has to end in the name of Jesus. Let forgiveness flow. Let peace flow. So that you can experience the tidal wave of blessing flowing to you right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you.